penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
WHCMN monitoring.
WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India standing by.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India standing by.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Thank you.
net control W2MSU.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Especially after the 4th of July, maybe everybody's farted out or pooped out or something like that. But good, I'm glad for you guys. We're doing pretty good here. It's because it's just so hot. Just staying in, just trying to catch up with, you know, like working on the computer and working on Roku and working on things, kind of doing some cleanup here and there and kind of some housekeeping work on the desk, that type of stuff. But that's been pretty much our day.
I hear ya. Sounds like a good day today. Not too bad. Well, I heard it was warm out, so probably good to stay in.
Yeah, it was. It got pretty warm here. I'd say it probably got up to about 92, 93. I was just outside a few minutes ago. It was 89 on our thermometer. The good thing about it is the humidity's low, and I think that makes it a little bit more tolerable, and there's kind of a breeze that's blowing, so that kind of helps as well.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, good stuff, yeah. Hopefully you guys are able to stay cool.
Yeah, we're not doing too bad here. You know, it's a little warmer upstairs than down, but you know, as long as it's not humid, that helps out a lot. Keep the fans going and keep the air conditioner on, and especially toward evening, that helps out a lot. And, helped out last night, kind of muffle out a lot of the fireworks and the noise from last night.
Yeah, hopefully it wasn't too loud last night for the fireworks. We had some fireworks go off in the area, but thankfully around like midnight or so it kind of calmed down, so.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it was here. Actually, I'm surprised. It wasn't too bad. It's just more the neighbor behind us, but they ended early, and that helped out. They did theirs between the sidewalk and the street, which I'm kind of surprised at. But glad that's over, and hopefully we'll move on and try to get through the rest of the weekend here and enjoy it.
Yeah, I hear you. That's right.
Yes, indeed. So anyways, how's life treating you there? How's everybody doing at home?
Pretty good. Mike had a dentist appointment here this past week. He had to go have a little bit of work done. He had a broken tooth that they had to dig for because it was in there pretty far, and so he's been dealing with that and got that out of the way. Outside of that, really not a whole lot going on. Plugging along and pretty healthy and happy and pretty much relaxing, I guess.
Hey, TV. Well, good. I'm glad. I'm glad to hear everyone is doing well. I'm sorry to hear about Micah's circumstances. It seems like he's had some issues with his teeth. I know that he had a root canal or he had something that really caused him an issue. They were trying to grind down a filling or something like that. Like I say, he's really had some issues. Hopefully he can get those resolved here and take care of that problem.
Yeah, it all goes back to the original on this person that we were seeing before going to these folks. They missed a couple things and should have taken care of it, but didn't, and so ended up going down a little bit further than what it should have. So kind of catching up on the things that that other dentists missed. So.
Well, that's a shame. I'm sorry to hear about that, especially, you know, a young teenager like that too, having that kind, you know, having issues like that. But, you know, hey, at least you guys are able to get him in and get it resolved, especially while he's young. And hopefully it'll work out for him there. I take it he's probably one of the dental appointments this week.
No, actually, Stella is. Stella's got some teeth work that they've got to do as well. So it's getting everybody caught up, and thankfully, you know, thankful for insurance covers it, and so it's like, well, I've got insurance, might as well use it.
Yeah, that's that. I wish we would have done that for. You guys, when you were kids on the dental side of it, boy, you know, we had good insurance and do those kinds of things back in the day. It's like anything. That's the time it should have been done. Sorry about that in that way. So I'm glad you were, you guys are following through with dental work and other types of things. Get their eyes checked, and physicals, and that kind of stuff.
See why you. Yeah, we're trying, and adding insurance and paying into it, so it's like, well, might as well use it, and it's been good. So we got a good dentist. They're pretty good at what they do, so.
That's a good thing. As long as, you know, you're comfortable with the dentist and they do what they're supposed to do and correct the problem, keep up all the better in that way. You guys are paying whatever for it, and you know, back in the day, you know, we didn't, it was just all provided by the township. We didn't pay anything, and so we really didn't think about it. We come from an area instead of preventative, it's like, well, more reactive. I need to go to the doctor or whatever. I'm having this problem, so I'm glad it's working in a preventative way for you.
Yeah, Leo is a good encouragement on that side. So she's a big driver in that aspect.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Yeah, your nieces and nephews up north. It seems like when we talk to your sister. Like, yes, so-and-so is going to the doctor, so-and-so is going to the dentist, we're taking two or three of them this week, or these have appointments, or whatever. So, yep, same for you guys, I guess, with my kids as well.
Yeah, it helps, it does, and, it's like, trying to keep up on teeth and stuff like that, it's good to do, and that way they don't have teeth issues later on in life.
Yes, exactly. Definitely don't like your own be like grandpa here, losing his teeth there. They're chipped or cavities or whatever the case is. I definitely don't want that aggravation. But, good to keep up on their eyes and glasses, and those kinds of things. One of these days here, probably either summer or fall, we're going to be visiting the ophthalmologist again, see if we get some new glasses.
Yeah, I got to keep up on that. Getting the eyes checked, and we haven't. I've still got to check. I still got to get in to see the eye doctor there and make sure I'm doing all right eye wise. That'll be good. That'll be good. It's good to do. Good to keep up with.
Especially as much computer work that you do, in your work, and then also, your volunteer work also. You do a lot of computer work, and even if maybe there's not a correction, with where your eyes are concerned, just something to relax your eyes. That's pretty much helped me out through the years, because my eyes really got tired when I was doing a lot of computer work when I was younger, and went to the doctor and they gave me, let me have glasses there. That kind of helped relax my eyes a bit. It was a big help.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. I usually end up getting like a very light prescription just to kind of relax my eyes, and it's probably what I'll end up with here this next time.
I'm glad for you in that way. Like I say, it's good to have good health insurance, and like I say, even if you got the added benefits there, vision and dental and those things, that's even better. I know Mom is looking forward to joining the Medicare Club here with me next year, so I think she's got an idea what she's going to do for a plan, but definitely going down that road. I'm happy for her. That'll help her out some of the stuff she'll be able to take care of.
Yeah, it's important, especially with, diabetes and stuff like that. It's important to keep up with, and that's one you don't want to mess with. You'll fall behind on.
NAWCB, roger that. Yes, I agree in that way. Mom is a little bit better, taking care of herself, getting some good foods and healthy foods there for her to eat. I'm proud of her, glad for what she's doing, and hopefully see some results there, favorable results for her in that way.
Good. Keep up the good work there, Mom. Definitely, it's important, and managing what you eat and portions and stuff like that. It affects you, and if you're not eating well, it doesn't help. So I'm glad that she's doing better.
Yeah, I agree in that way. So yeah, that's like I say, it's good, and I'm supposed to go back. September. I think I got an appointment in August with my doctor, and I think my physical is in September. And those, those are nice because, going to your primary care is, it's free, your blood work's free, and, very little out of pocket in some of that. So that's, that helps out. It keeps up and see how things are going.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, Dan, I am home. Late traffic today, thankfully, but appreciate you coming along with me on the way north, and glad we got to talk tonight. Good conversation. And please stay cool. If you guys need anything, don't hesitate to reach out and let us know. But looking forward to talking tomorrow, and hopefully you guys have a good evening.
That sounds good. Yeah, I hope thanks for the good wishes there. Yeah, we're trying to keep cool here, and also if you need anything, let us know. But good talking with you here. I know we've been talking a lot of health and taking care of ourselves and those kinds of things, but all good conversation and good encouraging words in that way also. But anyway, you enjoy your evening. I don't know if you're barbecuing tonight. You had your hamburger last night, perhaps, but let you head on in and enjoy the family and your evening and relax and get ready for one more. But stay cool and tell everyone hello. 73 and 88 to you and the family, and we will talk again. NAWCB is clear. On your mark.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi, and you guys enjoy your evening. I'm not sure what we're having for dinner, so it'll be a surprise. But anyways, 73s and 88s to you, Mom. KYNU, Claire.
KNSAV, we're clear and monitoring. B-800E.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
B-A-O-O-E mobile. K8CZX mobile.
W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Delta X-Rate, KDHZDX, let's see.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
KB-800E mobile.